The city of Seattle is retiming some traffic signals throughout the city to make it safer for pedestrians to cross the road. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
At the intersection of Rainier Avenue and South 51st Street, 73-year-old Duck Woon stops at the curb to rearrange her shopping bags after crossing the street. The walk signal there turns to a red hand fast enough that she has to rush to make it across.
It's not enough time for me. I scared when I pass in there.
A study from the UW School of Public Health last year found that traffic signals in Rainier Valley force pedestrians to cross the street faster than signals on Market Street in the wealthier and whiter neighborhood of Ballard. The Seattle Bike blog calls it injustice enforced by a traffic signal. City traffic engineer Dong Ho Chang disputes the study's conclusions.
All the intersections are, in our opinion, safe to get across.
Seattle's crosswalks and signals follow federal standards.
And it's exactly the same in Ballard as in Rainier Valley.
The Federal Highway Administration changed its standards in 2009 to give pedestrians an extra second or two to cross the road. Seattle started adjusting its traffic signals 2 years ago, but 90% of the city's intersections still require the faster walking that make crosswalks scary or dangerous for people who move slowly. Dahir Mohamud used a cane to help him cross an intersection on his way to a bus stop on Rainier Avenue.
They need more time.
You need more time?
More people, yeah, more time.
Dong Ho Chang with the Seattle Department of Transportation says it will take about 5 years to update all of the city's 1,100 intersections. He says the city is starting with its busiest corridors, including Lake City Way and Rainier Avenue. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.